Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from Business Radio X studios here in Pensacola. And I have across the studio from me, Terry Bustle, here with Grip No Slip. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I was expecting like this kind of like rubber stuff that maybe we could do like Batman suits or something out of, but it looks like tile.
It's actually the treatment that we use most of the time.
Yeah.
Is a product that just makes the surface look exactly the same, but safer.
Yeah. So this is a real issue. These are real problems.
Major.
Every time the ice cube falls from the ice machine and nobody sees it and it melts, I hit it with the heel and go sliding in the kitchen.
Well, that's a good problem to have for you, I guess, because you probably have good balance. You haven't fallen yet.
It's not fun or pretty, right? It's actually should be a good problem for you to for me to have for you, right?
Because yes, it is.
That's exactly where I would see this kind of being applied.
Yes. It is a product that makes the surface less slippery and create friction for your floors or bathtubs or a shower or around the pool area, mezzanine areas, you know, wherever you step, we can make it safer.
Yeah. So some of the stuff we were talking about before we started of your moving adventures, you seem to be a pretty interesting guy. What point of the late night evening did you wake up and say, I'm going to make this stuff? Like, you know, tell me, give me your background here. So how did you come up with this?
Well, actually, we are distributors for Slip Doctors, who actually came up with this about 5 years ago is when they started developing these products.
Yeah.
It's an array of products that are available. This is a product that we specialize in, which creates a microscopic etching into the floor that you don't see and don't have any difference in the floor. I investigated this business because my dad fell and broke his hip.
In, my dad did the exact same thing.
In California. Yeah. And his life has not been the same since then. We started this company about 3 months ago, and the situation happened about 7 months ago is when he fell. And he was in the hospital in rehab for 6 months.
Wow.
So it was quite expensive journey for him, as well as for the insurance company and anybody that would help pay the bills. And but also just a life-changing moment to where his life is not as comfortable as it used to be.
Sure.
He can't do the things that he used to do.
Yeah.
And that's very disheartening to me. And I said, hey, there's got to be a solution out there for this issue.
Right.
You know, there's got to be a solution to just that solves this problem that makes floors safer.
Yeah.
And to educate the community and to kind of help people make their surfaces safer so that they can have a better life.
Yeah. So is this a home consumer? Is this industrial?
Either or, all of the above. Any place where you slip can slip, we can provide a product that can solve the issue.
Okay. And is it a coating or is it the actual whole tile piece?
It's not a coating in this situation. This is a stone grip product. And basically, when you look at the tile or you look at the floor or whatever surface we put on, it looks exactly the same as it did before. And it creates a microscopic etching into the floor. The first process of me treating the floor is I put a meter on the floor. It's to test the static coefficient of friction. I want to test the floor when it's dry, see what the scoff is at that time, and then test the floor when it's wet. I then will utilize the product. I will then neutralize that product, get rid of it, make sure it's completely dry, test it again when it's dry, and test it again when it's wet. Let's see what the results are.
Sure.
We do this process in order to make sure that we get the static coefficient of friction higher than it was in order to determine and give a proper estimate for a customer if they were to want to treat their whole area.
Yeah. So for those that can't see, Michelle, his wife over here, who also runs the company, those are, that's a lot of physics and engineering like words and stuff, right? She's nodding her head. So, do you do this in, is it, can you do large areas? Can you hit big buildings, or is this something that's sort of designed to be, you know, a house or maybe a lesser square feet?
Yeah, this could be done on anything. I can do it in an aircraft carrier.
Okay, so that brings me so like surfboard, skateboard?
Well, I would assume so.
Okay.
As long
I got
as,
two kids that cannot stay on theirs.
Yeah, as long as the surface is not sealed.
Yeah.
You know, like marble, and sometimes mm-hmm. people will seal concrete. As long as the surface is not sealed, I can use this product.
Very cool. So you said there's a whole line of it from the company. So is it just used for floors, or do they have all these other cool things to do with it?
Well, the thing that we all walk on is floors for the most part.
Sure.
So most of it's all floors.
Yeah.
Now we do have a product for bathtubs as well, which is we will use the stone grip on bathtubs that are like the old claw mm-hmm. bathtubs, you know, the metal bathtubs. Mm-hmm. But then the new modern tubs, we have to use a different product. It will, the stone grip will not work on that. So we have to use a different product that actually just stays on the surface.
But that could, I mean, that would also stop a family from necessarily having to replace a bathtub when one gets a little bit more complicated in the movement, right?
Yeah, very true. Yeah. But, you know, it also, you don't have to worry about mold and that type of thing with that type of product that we put down, whether it's the stone grip or the other type, because you're not getting any moisture within that.
Yeah, sealing it all the way.
Yeah, you're pretty much making it to where the bathtub is not only safer, but you don't have to worry about the mat getting, you know, if it's not a mat surface or anything like that, to where it gets moldy or anything like that.
So I want to go back to you. You did this to solve a problem or to make sure that it didn't happen again. And you found this company. What made you inspired enough to say, I'm going to do this?
I just felt an inspiration. It just felt right. It felt like the right thing to do. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for most of my life off and on, and I've started companies and still have a few other different companies actually. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like this was the right thing to do. I think it's a service that is not, does not have enough representation out there mm-hmm. in the area. And so I felt, you know, this is the right thing to do. I think we could make a difference in the community and make a difference in people's lives.
Are there any other products that are like this? Do you have competition?
We do have competition. Most of the time it's competition online. To where people can buy a product and put the product mm-hmm. on themselves. Obviously, you don't get a test of the surface like what I provide. Mm-hmm. We have a, you know, we have a process that we go through to make sure that the product is applied properly.
Right.
That it's not, you're not increasing the static coefficient too high, because you can actually have it too high. You can make it to where it's too grippy mm-hmm. and make it to where a person can slip and fall real easy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. By tripping.
By
right?
tripping.
Yeah.
Basically, they trip.
It's like Velcro living room.
Yeah. It'd be like walking across a floor and
right.
you're hitting a curb. But the we do have competition. There is competition out there online for the most part for mm-hmm. the products to apply themselves. As far as I know, I have not heard of or found anybody in the area that specializes in just providing this type of service.
Yeah. And there's probably no room, right?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of room.
So, give me a situation or a scenario that's an ideal user for this.
Well, condos, mm-hmm. hotels,
yeah.
restaurants. Restaurants are very slippery and hazardous.
Pool decks. Yeah.
Anybody that owns a home that they worry about slipping and falling in, whether it be in the kitchen or
right under the ice cube tray,
you know, we'll treat a small little surface. It doesn't have to be a 5,000 square foot surface. You know, we'll come out there and do a small little job on a bathtub or a small little area in the kitchen that mm-hmm. you're worried about people slipping and falling in front of the refrigerator where the ice cubes are.
Yeah. The struggle's real, man.
Yeah. The struggle's real. and it's a major issue. Falls in this, in this country, cost billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's high time that we fix the issue.
Right.
So.
Or at least remove as many of the obstacles as possible. Right.
Right. Yeah. Make it, you know, at least reduce the risk of somebody falling.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of obstacles, what are your biggest obstacles with your business, with this? Other than maybe some education, right? Because here's the guy that thought it was some cool rubber Batman suit stuff just by the name.
I would say the biggest obstacle with our Stone Grip product, I would say cleaning the floors.
Yeah.
You know, you have to properly clean the floor. You have to properly take care of
right.
your place of business or your home. If you have a floor that gets greasy, it's going to be greasy. Mm-hmm. I can't fix that. But if you put a degreaser down and you agitate that area,
right.
make sure it gets into the pores, and then get it up with a different, you know, mop mm-hmm. or sweep it out of the area, you know, you're going to clean that area properly.
I
think that is the most difficult thing, because it doesn't matter what I do unless you maintain it properly.
Sure. There has to be some further human interaction,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it, you know, it's funny to me. I don't know if that really is that big of an obstacle. I see a lot of my friends' houses and even our countertops at home that require special, you know, we got no problem going to find that stuff at the store, right? Because you don't want
right.
your counters dirty. So, of course, I have a culinary background prior to doing all of this.
Oh, okay.
So I completely understand the scrubbing and polishing and hosing and squeezing of a floor every night, right?
Right.
So maybe I have a biased opinion, but I get it, you know?
Right.
So what's next for you guys? You've been here for 3 months, or you've been open here for 3 months?
The business has been open for 3 months. We actually moved here in May.
Okay.
From the Dallas-Fort Worth
area.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You digging it?
Oh, we're loving it.
Yeah.
We love living here.
It's, have you come off the beach so enough to actually sell some of the company flooring?
We have. We've actually done a lot of traveling since we moved here, which has been fantastic
yeah.
as well. But, you know, it's nice when we leave paradise and come back to paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Pensacola is.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely,
it's a great home base.
It's a great home base.
Yeah.
We just love it.
So what are some of the other business endeavors that you have jumped into?
Oh, wow. Well, I have It All Adds Up, which is my main company.
Uh-huh.
It All Adds Up, Inc. And I've provided bookkeeping and accounting services and QuickBooks support, QuickBooks training, integration software for QuickBooks.
Yeah. I think it's like a big learning curve.
A little bit. I've been doing that for about 20 years total.
Yeah.
But I've had It All Adds Up for 10 years, over 10 years. It'll be almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years in end of January, beginning of February.
That's probably, after cybersecurity, the most scariest subject for any business owner.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
I really rate it as number two.
Because it's not something you get into business to do.
Yeah.
And I do absolutely love doing that as well. I love training people and helping people. Even teaching employees how mm-hmm. to run the books properly, to do the books. You know, and I have clients that range from me doing their payroll every single week to clients that I do everything for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have clients that I do just reconcile their books every month. And I have clients that I work with just quarterly,
mm-hmm.
just file their quarterly payroll reports, make sure everything's in line. And
all the fun stuff that all business owners love doing, right?
Mm-hmm. All the fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that remotely. My clients, they all have a copy of their own QuickBooks.
Sure.
And I dial into their systems at their location.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not use QuickBooks online. I personally loathe QuickBooks online.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
And, but I enjoy doing that. It's a lot of fun.
And
it's,
now
it's,
from the white sand on the beach, right?
Exactly.
You can totally do that.
Exactly. As long as I have internet access, I can do that anywhere.
Smart.
And it's a lot of fun.
All right. So you said you were living in Vegas for a little while?
I did. I've lived all over the country.
Okay.
But so Vegas is one of my...
But what got you to Vegas? I've never been, so I'm just curious.
Actually, my ex mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
She was very ill, and we moved there from Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. area,
okay,
so that we could be closer to the family at the time.
Okay,
and we moved there, and I lived there for 5 years.
Yeah,
and then we moved from there to Ponder, Texas.
Ponder, Texas.
Ponder, Texas.
And did you ponder why you moved to Ponder, Texas?
We did. Many times we pondered why we moved to Ponder, Texas.
Very cool. Where is Ponder, Texas?
It's just north of Dallas.
Okay.
It's in Dallas-Fort Worth area, you have Dallas, you have Fort Worth, and you have Denton.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
That's where UNT is and TWU mm-hmm. is. And that's called the golden triangle per se in that area. And the Ponder is just to the west and south of Denton. So southwest of Denton. I did a lot of things while I was in Ponder, though.
Yeah.
I was a city council member and a mayor. And
you have the entrepreneurial serial ADD.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
I and the other three guys in that room over there, we're all with you. You got to try something new, right?
Got to try something new.
And you never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get. Yeah. I was president of economic development there.
Do you share the same traits, or are you the grounded one?
No, I'm very grounded.
We all need it, right? We all need it. Yeah, absolutely.
She balances me out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very cool.
She speaks a lot of sense into me.
That's why I asked about Vegas.
Are you really thinking about this properly?
I thought maybe you were out there building some cool, you know, casino machine or a hot rod or something.
That would have been fun, but no, yeah. I wasn't. I was a working stiff.
Yeah. So where? I mean, do you get the tinker stuff from anybody in your family? I mean, is it just some inherent?
My dad is an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He is, I should say, because he's still trying to do work from his bed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's selling jewelry from his bed.
Yeah.
So he has made a million and lost a million.
It's a disease, right?
It's
an addiction.
It is. It's an addiction. And I get that from him.
Yeah.
But I do have a little bit of business sense from my mother.
Yeah. You know how to use QuickBooks.
Yeah, she's a lot more grounded. And she was a former HR manager for Marriott Corporation.
Okay.
So that tells you how grounded she was in comparison to
by the book,
dad.
Right?
Yeah, everything was by the books. And
politically correct.
Yes, very, very much so.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, let's tell everybody if they want to. I'm assuming you said you can come out and do a little area. Like, can you give a sample to people? Are you guys able to do that?
We don't really give a sample. What I do is I'll come out and actually treat a little area.
So they can kind of see what it would look like. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I do a free treatment for somebody in a small little one foot by one foot, you know, area. Yeah. Just test a little area for them and see how it works.
This little spot right in front of the fridge.
Uh-huh. A little bitty spot where all the ice falls all the time.
Yeah. But for somebody who might be interested or would like to get their eyes or hands on some of this, where can we send them?
Just send them to our website. gripnoslip.com. Go there and click on contact us. Mm-hmm. And there's multiple ways to contact us. Obviously, you can call our phone number. We also have an 800 number. So if you call the 800 number, which if you're not local, you're able to do that and give us a call and we can turn you in the right direction or we can set up an appointment to come out and check out your floors or surface or whatever.
Are you territorially bound in any way?
We are really technically not.
Awesome.
We are technically not. We'll go as far as Tallahassee. So I don't do Mobile yet because we haven't filed with Alabama.
Sure.
But for the most part, this whole area of Florida, this is where I'd like to help people out.
Cool. Well, and you've got some personal piece into it too, right?
I do.
So obviously you don't want to go traveling too far.
Right.
Like Gainesville and the Gators and all that. Yeah.
I tell you, when my dad was in rehab, he was trying to sell the solution because I came up with the solution, obviously, after he had fallen and I was telling him about it over the phone and
he's on the computer, forget the jewelry for a minute.
Well, he was trying to sell it to the rehab company that he was located.
He doesn't fall again.
He said that your bathrooms are a little slippery here. Yeah. So this is the stuff you need. And their board of directors.
The innovative thinking of an entrepreneur, right?
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm. He looks outside the box.
We will find the problem and then offer you the solution.
Offer the solution.
Or create the problem and sell you the solution.
That happens too.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, so one more time, give them the website.
Gripnoslip.com.
And I want to thank both of you for coming out. You did a great job. The whole two sentences really worked for me today.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. You planned it that way. So, guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.